Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
All week, I've been discussing the harms of expanded gambling with my guest, John Reston, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. John, there's a growing trend of state-sanctioned online fantasy sports gambling legislation. Why should states reject this kind of legislation?
Well, it's just gambling in another form. And I think that the online daily fantasy sports gambling industry has just seen exponential growth over the last few years. Fantasy sports gambling started out being fun games that families and coworkers and individuals would participate and play against each other. At the beginning of the season, they would go through a recruiting process and design a team that they follow throughout the entire season. And that was one thing. But this daily online daily fantasy sports is something else entirely. Individuals who participate in this choose players from various teams to play over a very short period of time, whether it be a weekend or something. There are also elements of online daily fantasy sports that are, you know, things like, is the receiver going to catch the next pass that's thrown, or is this team going to score on this particular possession, or something of that sort? And those are factors and decisions that are completely out of the hands of the gambler. And so those that would argue that in daily fantasy sports that the elements of skill outweigh the elements of chance, which is really what defines whether something is gambling or not, are just absolutely wrong. There's so many elements of chance involved in this. It is absolutely online gambling, but it's kind of infiltrated our culture because a lot of people started out participating in fantasy sports in the way that I originally described it, but then have transitioned to these online gambling games that the industry is just pursuing incredibly aggressively in our country.
John, thank you so much for your work in North Carolina and to highlight the harms of gambling. Thanks for being with us again, John.
Thank you, Karen. It's been a pleasure.